Lauren, thanks so much for the time here. This run with 11 straight wins has been absolutely sensational. If you can think back to how all of this has gone down, what has been the one ultimate key to this unbeaten record?
Thank you so much for having me again. And honestly, the one thing that I can really think of is how we are just working together as a collective team, as a collaboration, and everything we do, we win together, we lose together. Everything we do is together. And honestly, I think that's why we've been having such a great season, why we've been working so hard, because we're gelling so well with each other.
When it comes to this defense, the scoreboard has been so lopsided throughout most of the season here. How do you feel like that has maybe grown from the start of the season to where we are now?
I think over time, like after our first game, you know, the defense was a little nervous to see how things would play out in their first game. A lot of our defenders are first years or first time lacrosse players. And personally, I was a little nervous to see how it was. This was my first year back after missing all of last season. So I really haven't played since technically probably February of last year. But we just came out hard. We came out hot and heavy. And each game and each practice, we get better. We're always working on defense and always fixing the little things that we maybe need to work on every game and every practice.
I want to go back to this past weekend because you handle La Roche pretty easily, 24-3. You guys were able to, you know, celebrate senior day and everything like that. But also earlier, about a week before that, you had taken on La Roche. And even though the scoreboard said 17-11 in favor of you guys, that was probably one of your closer victories of the season. So what kind of changed from one week to the next to where you give up 11 scores to them and then you just hold them to 3 a couple of days ago?
I think, so when we had played at La Roche last week, we had lost a defender due to a concussion. And over the weekend for senior day, we did have her back. And we knew coming into senior day that we didn't want the score to be the same. We knew what we had to fix. We needed to come out hard. We needed to be the first on the scoreboard. Whereas the first time we played La Roche, they were the first on the scoreboard. So we came out hot and like ready to go. And we really picked up speed during the entire first quarter. And we knew that we had something to prove, and we could prove that we are better than that, than how we played at La Roche the first time.
Lauren Spiegel's our guest here on BTL from the Wells Express women's lacrosse team. The goalie having a tremendous season for the Express, who are now 11-0 on the season. And you mentioned a couple of moments ago, and I do want to talk about it, how, you know, last season was really, really tough for you. You missed a lot of time with an ACL injury. How was that recovery in this time back, you know, and getting ready and preparing for this upcoming season? Can you take us kind of through that whole journey of getting back to where you are now?
Yeah, so it was pretty scary. You know, I did get hurt in the third game of the season last year, so I missed a good chunk of the regular season time. And coming back, I worked all through summer, all through the fall semester to get back into shape, to get my legs strong enough that I could start right back in goal. And I was cleared a month early in December, and start day one in January, I hopped right back in cage. And even Coach Geller and myself, we realized that it's like I never left. It's kind of like riding a bike. I never forgot. And I was instantly comfortable after the first practice back of the season. And I was just so glad to be back, and that I never let myself fall backwards. I kept pushing myself during the summer and the fall semester to be back to where I was, so I could be there for my team for this season. And I'm just so glad to be back with them for this season.
Because of everything that you had to go through, you know, I'm wondering how you feel like some of the accomplishments that are being made right now kind of feel for you in particular. You know, a lot of college athletes don't necessarily look at the individual stats. They're all about the team first, and I get that. But for you to have missed as much time as you did, to come back from injury and to be second in the country in goals allowed, on average per game, to, you know, be the player between the pipes who's, you know, stifling a defense who's number one in the country, it does, is that stuff a little bit sweeter for you maybe because of your comeback here?
Personally, yeah, I would say so. You know, my first 3 years, it was a little hard to take. So it's, our defensive line wasn't always the best. And coming this year, it's amazing to see how far we've come and how amazing of a job Coach Geller did with recruiting. And I am just, like, super proud of them, all of my defenders, everyone on the team. And the victories that we've been getting just make everything a little sweeter, and it makes me feel so happy to be back, to be playing with them for my last year here. And I just couldn't be prouder of the Wells team.
We're with Lauren Spiegel of the Express Women's Lacrosse team on BTL as they get ready for the final couple games of the regular season. 11-0 right now and 4-0 in conference play. You mentioned some of the younger players a couple of times, and we've chatted with Coach Geller. We've chatted with a couple of players so far on the team, and I want to get your perspective on some of these new faces and how they've been able to just kind of seamlessly transition to the college lacrosse game. What have you seen from a lot of those players?
Originally, like back in the fall ball days, a lot of the freshmen were a little nervous about going from playing high school to a D3 team that's part of the NCAA. And as soon as we started gelling together and we started practicing starting in January, day one, as all of us as a team, all 16 of us, they started to get really comfortable. After the first few games that we played down in Connecticut, they really found their groove, and they've been just soaring from there. Like Hannah and Logan and Jade, they've been doing so great. I couldn't be happier for them. I couldn't be more proud of them. Lydia's been doing great in her fourth year here. Even Lexi and Mariah and Sophie, who are my three defenders, they've been doing great, and it's their first time ever playing college lacrosse. They've played lacrosse before in the past, but the way they just adapt so easily to going from high school to college is just great.
Well, the regular season is winding down here, and you've got four more games left on the schedule. So what's it going to take to keep all of this up, to keep all of this winning, or keep all of this winning up for what's to come here down the road?
I think we just have to keep coming out hard and keep coming out first. So as long as we stay first on the scoreboard, or even if not, if we're down by a couple goals to the start of the game, we don't get in our heads. We don't get down on each other. We just continuously stay positive. We keep pushing, and we just keep going. We're everything, as I said before, we're doing everything together. There's no finger pointing. There's no nothing. And we are all just trying to walk away with another win. And we're always just working hard, and we're just always pushing.
And it's been paying off so far up to this point. That's for sure. Hey, Lauren, really appreciate the time here. Keep it up. It's been a remarkable season for you and the team. Good luck these next couple of weeks, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.